Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin, Dav, Chav, Beis, picking up on Chav, Beis, about, I don't know, 10 lines down or so. The first word line is Bey. In the middle it says the following idea, and that is Chattas Behemadena Ba Ela Mina Chulin Minalan. So the Gemara says, this din, right, we're making a bunch of analogies over here, between a Chattas, which is an animal, and a bird, that's an Olas, you know, an Olas Oaf. And we learned out three dinim about this whole idea. What do we learn? That an animal chattas can't be bought with coins that have been used to redeem Meiser Sheni. Two, it's bought only during the daytime. And three, the coin performs its thing with the service with his right hand. Where do we actually know this stuff from? Chattas payment dena ba'al minachul minalan. Where do we know that from? Amir of Chisad, Amir Kala Pasuk says, the hikri of Aaron es par chattas asher lo. Michel Lo, Velo Michel Tzibar, Velo Michel Meiser, which means Meiser Sheni. Rashi says Michel Lo, Velo Michel Meiser Tzibar, Michumas Alishka, Michel Lo, Velo Michel Meiser, the Trey Asher Lo Ksuvim Beparsha. As it says it two times, Asher Lo. Two times. Afilo Beuda Damer Meiser Mamun Hedyot, he says Meiser, it's considered a Mamun Hedyot, Lahachi Asa Asher Lo, Limam Ateha, Limam Atei, to be Mamayatim. Ubiyom 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 ubiyado ayaman is nami bapar yom kippurim ksef. It says by yom kippurim ki yom azei chaper uksev bei etzba ukehuna vehiza betzbo el panei. And that's what we're going to see now. Says the Gemara. Bishol ben shozim ben shozim ben shozim ben shozim. The fact that it's done during the day, mi biyom tzavaso nafka, comes after the pasuk biyom tzavaso. Rashi says, biyom tzavaso nafka, lamalei lemilfa mechatas behema. Why did you learn from the chatas behema? Bekulu karbonus ksiv biyom tzavaso. In every carbon, it says that lahakriv demashma biyom v'lai. It's mashma during the day, not at night. V'loa karbonus b'mashma. So it's telling us that all of them are done, including the Olas Ha'of, only done during the day. So why did you have to learn out from the Chattas of the, you know, the animal? Kidei Naspa, Inechinami, it was like an aga point, it didn't have to be said. Yada Yamanas Bidei Rabba Bar Bar Chana Nafka, the fact that it's on the right hand, we learned it from Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Shimon Nakash, you sound familiar because we learned this in Zvachim and Rachos, Komakam Shanemar Etzba Okuna, whatever it says, Losh of Etzba Okuna, Eino Ela Yamin, it means Yamin, that's what it means, it has to be done with the right hand. So that's the case, we don't need to learn that from the Behema, right? Because again, the Gemara Menach Rashi points out the Gemara Menachos learns this out. We have by a Olas Ha'of in the Dava, it says by the Kohen, V'hikrivu HaKohen, it says that the Kohen should bring it. That's enough to teach that the Olas Ha'of has to be done with the right hand. So what is on the Kama learning out from the animal Chattas? V'idach, says the Gemara, what about the Rishimin? The other town of Rishimin, Kuhuna Baya Etzba. The answer is because he doesn't actually agree with this. Kuhuna Baya Etzba, Kohen needs a mention of a finger in order to tell it's got to be with the right hand. Etzba lo baya kuhuna. But if it says the word Etzba, just finger, it doesn't need the word Kohen. So in this case, it only has the word Kohen. Therefore, we need something to teach us and something with the right hand because I have the word Etzba. V'tana kama Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shemen mimula arif minalehu. Where do they know that malika of an ola sa'of is done from the neck? Where she says mul arif ba'ola minalehu tarti. Mihalu tati lo matzi gamrinam, and we can learn from them. The mitzrichin le akesha lamul orif su lo yalafta beola midin chatas. The hachim mashma chelek akasav beola mimelikas chatas. But ina avdala, it's got to be totally separate. V'chol sheyesh no b'shchit yesh no avdala. So now the Gemara basically says, right, that the Gemara says, where do they know that Malika of a bird is done from the neck? Gami Malika mi Malika. They learn out Malika from Malika. What's that Malika? They learn out Malika from the also from that of a Malika of a Chattas. Buya Kasha says Rashi Gabo Malika Malika Bamematsinu Mamet Malika Hamura Bachatas Pirish Lacha Ba'akasov Mul Oref. That's gotta be by the neck. Afkol malika inu elami mul orv, so to any malika has got to be done by the neck. All right, it's like that next chiluk of Mishnah. Kasher b'torin pasul b'bnei Yonah. Kasher b'bnei Yonah pasul b'torim. That is, we know there's two animals, two birds that are brought for korbanot. We have something known as a tor, which is a turtle dove, And then we have Bnei Yonah, which are pigeons. And the halacha is, Rashi says, Betorin, Loshen Mishta, Kasha Betorin, that which is Loshen with the Torah, is going to be puzzled to Ben Yonah. That and the flip is going to be the opposite. These are the two things that are mentioned in the Torah, which we brought as Karbanos, is the Torah and the Ben Yonah. And the difference between them is that a Torah has to be, which is the turtle dove, it's got to be an adult, a mature adult, to be brought as a carbon. But a Ben Yonah, a pigeon, is only when it's before it becomes an adult. So that's got to be a kid. So an adult turtle dove and a kid pigeon. But it flips, won't work. Tchilas Hatsiu Bazel Bazel Pasel. The beginning of the yellowing, both of them are going to be pasel. What does that mean? I'm glad you asked. That is that there's a time period when it's switching over from being a child to an adult. Then it has this yellowish feathers around the neck. And during that time, both of them are not able to be brought because the Torah has to be an adult. The Ben Yonah has got to be a kid. And that's the in-between stage. Sazi Gemara Tana Rabbana and Torin Gedolim Ksheirim. If they're Gadol, they're Kosher. Ketanim Psulim. Ben Yonah Ketanim Ksheirim. Gedolim Psulim. Nimsa Kosher B'Torah. Pasal Ben Yonah. Kosher Ben Yonah. Pasal B'Torah. Tana Rabbana and Torim Gedolim V'lo Ketanim. When it says that the Torah, the turtle dove, it's got to be a Gadol and not a Katan. Shiyachov alodinu, you would have thought it's a kavachomer to say, beep, turn the page. Chav beis on the page. Uma b'nei Yonah shalach shobi gedolam shobi ktanim. With the pigeons, which are not going to be good when they're older, but they are good when they're younger. Then term shalach shobi gedolam, they're good when they are older. And you know, the shalach shobi ktanim, of course, they're going to be good when they're younger. Therefore, Talmud Lomar Torah says, we're Torim. To teach you, Rashi says, "L'kamei v'farish my Talmud." Is exactly what the limit is, but it says Torah, "Gedolim v'lo ketanim." It's telling you it's going to be gedolim, not ketanim. But Neyona, now we do the flip. Neyona ketanim v'lo gedolim. But Neyona only about the ketanim and not gedolim. Shiyachu, you would have thought v'lo denu. Is it a kavachomer? My Torah shaloch shel ketanim. We do the Torah, and they're not able to be done when they're young. Shel gedolim, they are good when they're old. The Neyona shel shel ketanim and shel shel gedolim. The pigeons are good when they're ketanim for sure. They're going to be good when they're old. Talmud Lomer, Neyona ketanim v'lo gedolim. And not the gedolim. And then also, we're going to explain exactly how we learn this out. My Talmuda. How do you learn this out? Rashi says, "Klomer me'eza mikra unulomdim nihi nami de b'nei masva ketanim miu ikuva minolin de lo marbim gedolim kavachomer." You don't add it from a kavachomer. Amarava lo lishta mitkra v'lichtov min b'nei atorim o min hayona. There's not a one pasuk that breaks out of the pattern and writes min b'nei torim or min hayona. It always says torim and b'nei yona, never b'nei atorim or min yona. So therefore, it's telling us straight up that one's older, one's younger. In fact, the Gemara, Ema b'nei Yonah, the kasabu rachmana b'nei. Why don't we say that the pigeons, when it says, when the pasuk says b'nei kitanim in, saying kitanim in gedolim lo, they're not going to be good. But in the case of Torim, because it says straight up b'nei, but Torim ibay gedolim laisi ibay kitanim laisi. But when it comes to the Torim, it could be either gadol or katan. Like, how do you know? B'nei Yonah I get, but Torim should be either one. No, dumi to B'nei Yonah. Ma B'nei Yonah ketanim in gedolim lo, af Torim gedolim in and ketanim lo. Tanu Rabbanan. Yachu you call a Torim b'chol B'nei Yonah. B'nei HaYonah k'sherim. You would think that all turtle doves that are not young or all pigeons that are not old should be okay, should work. Tamil Omer min ha Torim, from the Torim. V'lo call a Torim min B'nei Yonah. V'lo call B'nei Yonah. Prat, which is coming to exclude, l'tchila satsiyav shabazeh b'shabazeh pasol, shabazeh. At the beginning of the yellowing, from both of them, it's going to be pasol. Me'em asai torim k'sherim, when the torim become kosher, b'shiyas hivu, when they turn gold, when the feathers in the body become large enough and reddish and shine like gold, that it's completed, it's a middle stage, and it's got to a full mature level. Me'em asai b'nei yonah p'sol, when it's pasol, b'shiyas hivu, when they start to turn yellow, when they're getting yellow. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.